Take a look, it's in a book, a functioning bookshelf.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that will teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Minecraft bookshelves have been around for years, but of course they're not all that functional. While the texture looks like there are books just there on a shelf, it's just decoration. There's no inventory. You try to click and open and place books on the bookshelf and it just doesn't work. It is a lie. But here is a great way to fix that problem. And yes, I shamelessly stole this from Reddit. This is my library here. And let me first show off the technique that we are trying to achieve. I have this row of bookshelves right here. And if I try to click any of these, it doesn't actually open. But if you know where to click on the bookshelf and you can see the difference between the hitbox and no hitbox, now I can click into the bookshelf and there we go. I have a whole bunch of enchanted books. This is perfect for storing enchanted books as you decide to use them to store your levels. Now, this row of books has three different places. First is right here. We skip a space and then the next one is right here. We can open it up. I've named this one in a... this is a minecart with a chest in it. I've named this one Bookshelf, so you can see this is all of my books on the bookshelf. If you want, we have an anvil over there that we named this in. And then I have one more right here, and this is my romantic. This is where I store my romantic poems. As you can see, it's written by me. It's a little masterpiece I'm working on. Anyway, let me show how you make this. Over here, this is the design that we will be creating to start off. We need a piston above, we need a rail on a block of some flavor, and then we're going to break this block later on. So this does not need to be a delicate block like a bookshelf, which when broken only gives you books and planks back, or just books back, actually. Now, this is a false way to do it. This is actually going east-west. And to pull this off, you need to actually be facing north-south. Another thing to note, as you can see, sometimes the minecart that is holding the chest will glitch through these library books. I've noticed that a little bit. Sometimes it goes away with just relogging. Actually, every single time it goes away with just relogging. Sometimes it just goes away over time. Let's go ahead and build this. So to build this, we need, of course, a bookshelf. We also need a piston. And you don't have to use a sticky piston, just a normal piston for this. We also need something to start that piston, so let's get a button. Let's just use a normal old plank. And we need some rail. And we also need a minecart with a chest in it, which looks like this. So first, let's go ahead and put down our bookshelves where we want to flank on either side of the chest. I'm going to go ahead and break this from earlier. Then we'll put down our plank, which we're just going to break a little bit later. Put down your rail on top of this, and then we will need to put down the piston facing downwards above this rail. Now, I have a piece of glowstone right above it, but if you don't, you can all actually look down at the rail, place the piston, and it appears in the correct direction. So that's kind of a nice pro tip. Finally, take your minecart with a chest in it, and you would name it before you do this, but we're not going to name it anything fancy, so let's just go ahead and put it down. And then break the block underneath it, and the minecart will fall in. Now, sometimes you get this where the texture appears above the book. So on the other side, you can see that texture isn't there. We're actually going to continue on from this side. Next, you're going to take the bookshelf, which will be covering this up, place it on the piston, just like this, and so it's kind of above it. Go ahead and put a plank on your piston and then a button so that you can push this. It pushes the library or the bookshelf block onto the minecart, and now you can see the hitbox of the shelf. And then when I hover over to the hitbox of the minecart, the hitbox of the shelf disappears. I can right-click and open up and place items inside of a bookshelf. The reason you can't pull this off if the bookshelves are facing west and east is because when the minecart falls, it will always redirect itself to fall with a north-south direction. So you're always going to get like a weird minecart coming out of the bookshelf texture, which you don't want. That about wraps it up for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. If you'd like to subscribe, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft and hit that good old subscribe button. If you want to send us some feedback, send me your mail at mail@omgcraft.com. And if you want to check out stuff that I do on my own personal YouTube channel, head on over to youtube.com/omgchad. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.